When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So then I guess we're just like making our, this is co-parenting, guys. This is a real look into our conversation right now.
Welcome back, OnlyFams.
Happy Famtastic Friday.
From your favorite foursome.
Where we co-parent with a twist. Wiki wiki.
It is dark as shit outside.
Yeah, since 4:30.
When we were driving here, I was like, it literally feels like it's midnight and it's making me tired.
I hate
it was like
that.
5 p.m.
I hate the time it's the change. Worst. But it's weird because I feel like this year, did you do that on purpose? We popping bottles in the club. What are you drinking?
Water.
Wait, is it your liquid death? No, it's not your liquid death. It's alcohol.
Definitely.
Share what you're sharing, you guys. I'm drinking a water today. I have nothing in my hand. Let's even
say, where's your water?
I actually don't have one. What are you drinking, Amber?
What I was drinking today, is what you're asking?
Yeah,
I had a caramel cappuccino.
Oh, love that.
And I also
caramel or caramel.
Oh, whatever, caramel. Whatever, however the fuck you want to say it. I caramel. Say caramel. If you say caramel, that's fine. But I've always said caramel.
Literally.
Is caramel candy?
Yes. So is chocolate.
Yes. Chocolate is candy also.
No. Die.
Do you think caramel's candy?
Absolutely.
Caramel's candy, but not chocolate.
No, caramel's
You've
candy.
Lost me. You've lost caramel. Me officially. Okay, I don't know how we... How do we get on the drinks?
Those are little square caramels that are chewy. Wait,
that's candy, but not chocolate.
They do spell it differently, though. Some are caramel and some are caramel.
That is true, I think.
There's two different spellings. I swear.
What's the difference between caramel and caramel?
One is missing an A.
Yeah. C-A-R-M-E-L and then C-A-R-A-M-E-L.
What's the difference between caramel? I'm Googling it. Hey, Siri. Oh,
one must be hard.
What's the difference between caramel and caramel? They are
Here's
not
different. Answer from whatscookingamerica.net. Caramel caramel is a mixture produced when granulated sugar has been cooked, yes. caramelized until it melts and becomes a thick, clear liquid that can range in color from golden to deep.
Okay, wait, she just golden needs to stop to talking deep. It just says caramel is the correct spelling if you're talking about food or colors. Caramel is a misspelling when used in those contexts. So it's actually caramel. Anyway,
nice. But I had one of those. So I had one of those, and then I drank water, and then I drank a Dr. Pepper.
Awesome.
And
love
I think,
that.
I think that's all I've drank today.
Your drink of choice. What else did you drink today, Chris, besides your whatever you're drinking hiding in your little momster cup?
It's not mom.
What is it? Oh, it says dad killer.
Blah.
Blah, blah, blah. What are you drinking?
Corona.
A Corona. What else have you drank today? I don't know why we're doing this.
There was a Corona before this.
Okay, so two Coronas and water. Hopefully,
I had water, and then when I woke up, I had my drink.
Oh, your bang.
Yeah, not bang. Rain.
It's not bang. Ring. What the fuck? Bang. Ring. Ring. Bang. Go away. Rain. That's what on my head I say.
Rain,
what
the fuck?
What have you drank today, Gabe? It looks like you need a coffee. He's over here half asleep.
Water.
Water. You had water. Did you drink coffee?
Nope.
Do you drink coffee?
Sometimes he does.
Sometimes.
I think you need a coffee.
He also had a Coke.
I did have a Coke.
Oh, a Coke.
On the way here.
Was it
on
liquid or powder?
I hardly believe that's
Whoa.
Your business.
That took me a second.
Have you seen those TikToks where like they're going through a drive-through?
Yes.
And they're like ordering a Coke or something, and then he's like, "Can I get a gram?" Like the person ordering.
Oh shit!
You go to a place what where size? You know that a they gram? Only sell Pepsi products, and yeah. you ask for
a Coke?
Coke.
No, I think you go to a place
oh, no,
that
it's opposite.
Has Coke.
It's the other way.
Yeah, you go.
You ask for a Pepsi. And they say, we only have Coke. And it's like, oh, I'll take a gram.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
If I, because I worked, Burger King was my first job and I was there for 2 years. If someone did that to me, I honestly do not know how I would have reacted.
It'd be hilarious.
I probably would have died laughing, but then I'm like, I don't know how to respond to that.
I honestly, I don't think I would know what that meant. I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
I would be like, what? You don't know what you're that saying. That makes sense. This is coming from someone who didn't know what weed
Jessica
was go, when I was in high school.
Jessica, go back to the manager. They want a gram.
They have a gram of Coke. How do I measure that in a cup?
I'd be like, I don't think we have a gram on our menu today, ma'am.
Do I just hold it under the stream for like a second and then that's a gram? I don't know.
Count to one.
We need to pull out the scale.
I kind of wish that I was put in that situation because I want to know what I would have done because I promise you I didn't know what that meant back in the day. Even I still don't really know what it means.
Oh my God. We just explained
it. I don't know what anything is. I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. What did I drink today? I woke up. I had my chocolate milk as always. And then I had water the rest of the day. And then with dinner, I actually did have a Zevia, which are so good. Zevia
no,
is the way to
not.
Go. They are so good. You're so tripping.
I drank Zevia when I was trying to eat like lower carbs and lower sugar and stuff. And it's fine when
it's
I didn't
so good.
Know when I wasn't drinking the things that were good.
Now,
so you kind of get used to what you have to drink. So I was like, oh, this is so good. Like psyching myself out. But now that I like I'm drinking regular good sodas, and then when I drink it, I'm like, ugh.
I honest to God, like, couldn't really tell you the difference between a Pepsi and a Zevia. Okay, I guess not really, because like, if I were to pick up a Pepsi, to me, it's like too much now. I love Zevia. If
it's
you
like
guys
too,
don't know what a Zevia
like
is, go to the store and grab yourself a Zevia. It's like a healthier way to drink soda. Basically, it's not soda, but it's like a soda
alternative
mm-hmm. but it's not like a diet, it's
isn't it,
just look into it, Google it, Zevia, and I would highly recommend it. This is not an ad.
I think I tried,
I love them.
I have tried multiple flavors, and I think that there was one that I liked, but I can't remember exactly which one. Do you remember, Gabe? Because we got it back when we were
did you see that too? She said, do you remember, Gabe? Gabe got close to the mic and then shook his head. As if we could hear your head shaking. Sometimes we really need a video on. Like, if you could see our energy right now, we are always on different levels of life. And Gabe
always.
Is always just dead.
Yes.
Like, are you just, how are you? Do you need, what's going on? Can we help you?
I've been dead inside for years.
That's
oh, God.
Really sad. Jesus Christ. That's freaking depressing. Okay. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, Thanksgiving is coming up next week. Let's talk about something on a lighter note. Let's start with Gabe. What is something you're thankful for? Which actually, oh my gosh, we're going to be
what we're talking about today. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we need to lighten the mood for you. I feel like you need like a little step up from the place that you're at currently. Something you're thankful for.
Oh, we're going to need a lot more than that.
You're so sad. Gabe. I think you should really, I'm going to get you a gift certificate to like a therapist. I think that's what you need.
Do you really think there's gift certificates?
I mean, yeah.
Probably.
For the record, I think I need a therapist after this year as well.
What is it like? Happy birthday. I got you a gift card. See a therapist.
Yeah, exactly. I got you a gift card. It's the gift of the mental gift, stability.
The gift of talking to somebody.
I know. I like, do you need that? Are you okay?
Anyway.
Okay. Something you're thankful for. Go.
I am thankful for my children.
Oh, all together now. Oh, I love how only
they
ever
are
did
what
me.
Keeps me going.
Oh, that's sad and great at the same time. Okay. Are we doing this? Are we doing a thankful episode? Or are we just kidding?
Apparently so. I can't be the only one to answer.
We could also talk about our plans because Jessica has plans.
I do have plans next week. Next week we are, so I've never talked about this on any platform. And I think that this podcast is going to be, it's definitely going to be up before and I get it into a video. So you guys are going to get a little sneak peek, but I have an announcement to make.
Announcement.
Okay. It's not really an announcement. That's kind of a overkill, but my uncle that lives in New York had a baby, a little baby boy. And so what was that, Christopher?
I was doing that.
What is that?
He was shaking his head yes at the microphone.
Oh, okay. I couldn't figure out what you were doing.
Did you know that there is a diaper with a stretchy waistband and no fiddly tabs that you have to mess with?
Yeah, forget having to mess with those fiddly diaper tabs. Cruiser's 360 stretchy waistband is quick and easy to pull over your little wiggly one and easy to remove with easy tear sides. And for easy disposal, simply rip, wrap, and roll the diaper, then secure with the attached disposal tape.
I started using Pampers Cruisers with my 3.5-year-old. It was so convenient to pull up and down, and it helped him get the motion down. One thing I can't stand about diapers is when they leak. With Pampers Cruisers, they form to his body and they never leaked.
To keep your baby's skin healthy, Cruisers 360 locks wetness away from skin for up to 12 hours and it's hypoallergenic, free of elemental chlorine bleaching, parabens, and latex.
It's back to school time, life is busy, and Pampers Cruisers is the perfect on-the-go diaper for your on-the-go schedule.
From Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand, download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diaper and wipes purchase. It's kind of become a tradition for the last like few years since my Grammy moved there and then she passed away there. Was that last year? Or was it? No, it was 2 years ago now, huh? Yeah, two years ago. Wow, that's crazy. But, it's kind of tradition for us to go out and see our family in New York for the week of Thanksgiving. So that's what we're doing. And we get to go meet baby Sagan. Aww. So cute. We can't wait to go see him. So
I've never heard that name before.
Yeah. Did you know his name?
No.
Oh, he is the cutest thing ever of life. He's still tiny, cute. I mean, I haven't seen him yet. I haven't met him, but he looks tiny in his pictures. And like, yeah, his mom is like super tiny. So I feel like he might be tiny for a while, but
Steve's tall.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to go out there. We're going to meet the baby, spend some time with family for Thanksgiving. That's where we're going to be. And we are actually leaving Lilia behind to stay with her dad's family with you guys. What are your guys' plans for Thanksgiving?
Well, my kids have the entire week next week. I can't even speak. My kids have
She's
all
so mad.
They have all of next week off. And me, I work at a school district that is not the same as my children's. And I have to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I only have Thursday, Friday off. So, yay me.
But anyways, so you have to work all week. And then,
So on Wednesday, we are doing Thanksgiving with my side of the family at my sister's house. And then on Thursday, we're doing Thanksgiving with Gabe's side of the family. I don't exactly know where. Probably his mom's
What
house.
Is the plan with that? Because
Wrong.
Who's?
Go. Yeah.
At my cousin's house.
Oh, I was where? Never told, so I don't know.
In San Jose.
Oh, okay. So Lilia is actually staying with Gabe's mom for the week, for next week. But how is that working? Are you getting her for...
Yes and no. It's we're going to be more like a few days.
More what? A few days? And then you're going to take her on Thanksgiving?
Wednesday for...
For Amber's thing. Oh, okay, that makes sense. So then I guess how we're just like making our... This is co-parenting, guys. This is a real look into our conversation right now. So we leave Sunday night. So where do I take Lilia Sunday night? Should I take her... To your mom?
Well, I'll probably have her for the weekend before that, so.
Oh my gosh. Is it your weekend? I don't even know anymore. Gabe and I technically have, like we do every other weekend, but as she's gotten older, we don't even keep track of whose weekend it is anymore. And it's pretty much just like a combination of what she has going on versus like where she wants to go that weekend.
Yeah.
So I guess that makes sense. So you'll take her Friday through Sunday and then she'll go with your mom Sunday through Wednesday and then you'll get her Wednesday through
probably
Friday,
Sunday, Friday,
or whatever.
Something like that.
Okay, cool. Sounds like
He's
a plan, Stan.
I don't know.
He's like, I don't know.
I don't fully know plans either.
We decided to have Lilia stay back to spend some time with her dad's side of the family this year for Thanksgiving. Because I did, although you know, I guess I technically wasn't. I didn't technically have her for Thanksgiving. Was that last year? I came home on Wednesday, right? Do you remember? Does he remember? I'm like, I don't know anymore either.
What did we even do
last
year?
My years are mixed up.
New York. Did we?
I don't.
Did we go to New York last year?
I'm pretty sure we did something here.
You know what? I think we went to New York for Steve's wedding instead, which was a few weeks before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Got it. Anywho.
Yeah, because last year we all did the trip to New York in September.
That's
And then you went a few months later.
Yes, for his wedding. Mm-hmm. And then
Thanksgiving, you did.
We must have done it here then. Yeah. I want to say, did we do? Yeah, I don't know. It's all running together for me now.
All these years just mushed together for me. Years. I cannot even remember
anything. Yes, you did something here because.
Yeah.
I tried the fake turkey.
The furkey.
Yeah.
The faux-urkey.
That is because I think 13. That was what the first year Tal was it back home.
Yeah, that's the yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Well, either way, it was as soon as my Grammy moved to New York back when she was still alive, she mentioned that it would be a cool tradition for us to all get together in New York for Thanksgiving every year. So it's been something that we're trying to do. And we're going back to that this year. But with co-parenting and all that fun stuff, Lilia is going to be staying back for the week. It was either that or like we come back home early and like, yeah, anyway.
So we leave Sunday night and then Kaden and Tommy fly in Friday evening.
This Friday, though. Right, they're coming with us.
So they'll fly up here pretty much right after school. And then we'll have them for the weekend before we fly out.
That sounds like a very long day. School, then a plane ride.
It's better than...
It's a short plane ride, though.
It's a 45-minute plane ride. It's better than a six-hour drive.
I used to pick him up from school and drive straight here. And I'd get home around 1 a.m.
That sucks.
I know. Can you imagine going to school and being in a car for six hours? That would be not it.
Compared to a 45-minute flight.
Yeah.
I've done it. It sucks.
You've done what?
School and then a flight?
Not a flight. Long drive.
Oh, for where? Where'd you go?
That was actually, I was splitting time, like living between around this area and LA. That was when I was like in third grade, though.
And, really?
A lot of the time during the week, I'd be over here. And then my family would go back to LA through the weekend. So I'd go to school and then go straight to LA.
For the weekend?
Pretty much, or longer. It depends. It varied. But we were going back and forth for like a few months.
Interesting. So not a co-parenting situation, but a co-living situation.
Yeah.
You just have two houses, your weekend house. Going. Fun stuff. Love that. What are you guys most excited for to eat on Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
Really? You like turkey?
I love turkey. And it's
Does anyone actually like
it's
turkey?
It's funny because Gabe's family, they all prefer ham, and the only reason that they were making turkey was for me.
Oh.
Because I'm like, in my head, I'm not a huge ham person, but I'll eat it. But when I think of ham, I think of Christmas dinner, not Thanksgiving. For Thanksgiving, I think of turkey. But I do like turkey, yes.
No, yeah, I don't envision ham and Thanksgiving. Yeah, going together also. Yeah, ham is like a Christmas dish, isn't it?
That's how I always thought of it.
Wow.
Yeah, Christmas ham.
Christmas ham. Remember the conversation we had last year about stuffing versus dressing? We like tried to figure out what was the difference, and the difference was that stuffing was made stuffed inside of a bird, and dressing is what you make outside of the bird.
Really?
So most of the time, I always call it stuffing, but it's really dressing
I only call it stuffing. I don't recall. I have the worst memory.
Yeah, we had
the conversation a long time.
This conversation, we did like a Thanksgiving this or that last year, and one of them was stuffing. Like, would you choose stuffing or dressing? And we were all like, what? Because I've always called it stuffing, but I'm like, I don't know if I've honestly ever had it stuffed in a bird. I think I've always had it as dressing.
I said a
bird. Like, made
bird,
outside bird. Of a bird in a
I
pan.
I know, I'll
bird
scoop it word. From the bowl and still call it
What stuffing. Are you most stuffing. Excited for, Chris, to eat on
Me?
Thanksgiving? Yeah. I think I know, actually.
Probably the pumpkin pie.
I knew it.
Yes.
I knew it. Gabriel?
Love it.
Thinking. Probably rice.
Puerto Rican rice?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I want Puerto Rican rice. Tell Lilia she needs to bring me home some.
You're Dude, funny. She'll she eat will all. Eat it all, yes.
Ugh.
That's Although because, she takes out all the good parts and Gabe eats it.
That's literally what she was, not. I don't want to say raised on, but like when I was pregnant, I would just eat that Puerto Rican rice, I swear. Like she was created on Puerto Rican rice. Who just eat that?
It has like a mixture so of good. A mixture of things in it. It has olives with the pit, so anytime that it's brought somewhere, like they've brought it to like our house for things, we always have to tell people be careful because the olives have pits in them. But there's also like chunks of meat, but Lilia won't eat any of that. She just eats the rice part.
I never
and
did
then,
either.
So Gabe always eats the meat and all the other parts.
Wait. Dumb question. Why does an olive have a pit, and what does that mean? What's the significance of it?
It's a seed inside the
it's
olive.
It's like a seed inside the olive.
Like a cherry?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
Really?
Like but a it's cherry like pit. It's inside the olive.
The green olives, which I'm not a huge fan of green olives. I love black olives.
I don't like olives.
But I'm just like, what is the purpose of a pit? I don't know. Why is it still in there?
Does that mean an olive is a fruit?
It's on it a is. Tree.
I think so.
Anything that has seeds is a fruit, right?
But I love black olives. I prefer black olives over green olives. Interesting. But yeah, Gabe's sister actually makes the rice, and it's a whole production. Like, she has to get so many ingredients, and she doesn't make a little batch. She makes it like by the pound. Like, right. How many pounds does she make?
Like 20.
She makes
get them out.
She makes pounds.
It takes a lot to make it.
It takes a lot. Gabe's dad used to make it.
Yeah.
On like every holiday. I remember the last time it was Easter. It was Easter that he made it.
I think so.
And it was in our old house. The house that we were renting, but then we had to move. That's when we moved to the apartment by you.
That's right.
Gabe's dad was over at that house. Was it that house that he was over at all the time?
Yeah.
He was over at that house all the time. And the last, like, holiday was Easter. And he was...
Aww. Yeah, you guys make Puerto Rican rice for every occasion, it seems like. I love it so much. Love it, love it.
It is so good.
It's bomb.com. I'd say the most thing I'm the most excited for, though, to eat on Thanksgiving is stuffing.
I was going to say stuffing.
I love, like, my whole Thanksgiving dinner could be mashed potatoes mixed with stuffing.
I love mashed potatoes.
I love mashed potatoes.
And I didn't mean like dressing, it stuffing.
I mean dressing, yes.
I always call it stuffing. I don't think I will ever call it dressing.
It says stuffing on the stovetop box.
Because when you say dressing, I think of like salad dressing.
No, yeah, same.
So I will always call it stuffing no matter what it is.
Which, by the way, come at me, but stovetop stuffing is the best. Like, so good. Anyone else? No?
I like it. I like
it's
stovetop.
It's so good. Like, I make it year round. But it's so bomb.
I don't know if I've had anything else.
I mean, it's the same box every year.
If you don't have what?
I don't think I've ever had anything else. You know, I think I've always
I've had
been
like
stovetop.
Homemade stuffing, but for whatever reason, like stovetop stuffing is just next level. I love it.
It is.
So
it's pretty good.
And it takes like 4 seconds to make. It's amazing.
So fast.
Speaking of, this year before, actually on the day that this goes up, my kids are at school. They're doing like a, what is it called? It's like a feast, like a Thanksgiving feast where they're making a soup and like everyone has to bring something to like put into the soup. And have you heard of this?
No.
I wish I knew what it was called. It's downstairs on a paper, but I don't have it with me. But everyone has to bring an ingredient and they put it into the soup. And then on Friday, they like make the soup and then they eat the soup. And I'm in charge of stuffing. That's one thing I signed up for. Nice. I have to prepare stuffing and then I have to bring chicken. And I don't even eat chicken. Bring rotisserie chicken and stuffing.
Well, yeah, you can't cook it, right? It has to be store-bought.
No, actually, they're done with that policy. Like, you can bring anything now.
Really?
But
is it just that school or everywhere?
I have no idea. Not sure.
I mean, every school probably has their own policies.
Yeah. I think they have, their own things going for them. But what was I going to say? I forgot. They like, each of the classes are doing it and you have to, like, contribute something to each of the classes. And
what kind of soup is it supposed to be?
I don't know. Like, what is it called? Gratitude Feast? Is that what it's called? Gratitude Feast?
That sounds very familiar.
Are they assigned ingredients to bring?
No.
Or do they just bring something random?
I think you signed up for it. Like, they had a list, and I think you picked what you're going to bring.
Okay, so I was going to say, if you're bringing random shit, that's going to be some weird-ass soup.
I'm going to bring grapes.
Like, that's going to be a weird-ass soup. And then you're going to force the kids to eat it.
That's the thing, is, like, what kids are going to sit there and eat this soup? I don't know. Yeah, I really don't know.
That's actually a really cute idea.
I know. It is cute. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're going to have soup. On Friday, not me, but you know, the kids are gonna have soup, and knowing my kids, they're probably not gonna fucking eat it. They're so picky.
Yeah.
Landon might try it, actually. I don't know. But I think it's just the little ones. But I always loved doing like those little parties right before you go on school break. Like, you have a Christmas party, Thanksgiving parties. That was just like the highlight of my year back in the day. Like, do you guys remember that? Do your kids have that now?
They have a, like, before Thanksgiving break, they'll have like a fall harvest party, and it's because they don't like my kids' school. They didn't do anything for Halloween. They don't celebrate Halloween, so
that's right.
They're doing like a fall harvest party before Thanksgiving, cool. And then for Christmas, I'm sure they're. I don't know.
They're gonna probably have a whole production.
Oh, probably they're gonna do something for Christmas. But yeah. When I was a kid, I don't really remember very much if we did like Thanksgiving stuff. But I remember in elementary school, we did a Christmas program. So kindergarten through sixth grade, learned dances. So all of kindergarten would learn the same, would learn a dance, and then, and so on. And we'd learn a dance, and it was the same dance. Like, the sixth graders had the same dance every year for I don't know how many years. And so we would sing Christmas carols, and all the parents would be there to be in the gym, and we'd all do the dance, which it was cool because, like, when I was in fourth grade doing the dance, I would see the fifth graders, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to do that dance next year. And we would. It's like the same dance carried on every year.
How cool.
And so it's fun. Tradition. So that's what I remember. And I think that my elementary school still does that to this day, although I don't know if the dances are the same.
That would be funny.
But it's, I remember, the same, like, dance every year. Kindergartners danced with, like, a stuffed animal. They did a dance with a stuffed animal. And then I remember one of the grades was, like, country line dancing. I can't remember if it was, like, fourth grade.
Too good.
But we all had to wear, like, certain costumes. Third grade, I think, was rocking around the Christmas tree, and one of the students got a dress and a big Christmas tree costume.
That's
and that was, like, every year. And so, like, yeah, I don't remember if we did anything for Thanksgiving, though. I'm sure we probably had some sort of classroom party, but I don't remember. Last year, Malachi's preschool did a Thanksgiving party, but they did they provide the food, or we brought some? I don't remember.
I think it was a potluck.
Yeah, it was a potluck, so we brought stuff. But now he's at a different preschool, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
The one he's at now, they'll probably provide it.
Probably.
Yeah. Lilia has something cool coming up for school. Also, speaking of school performances, she was cast as Buddy the Elf in her Elf Junior musical at school. And she has been practicing it around the house, and she is so cute. Like, she is so legit to the point. And the way that the schools work now, well, I don't know. I don't know how all the other ones work, but the way that they're doing their production is that there's actually multiple buddies that were cast. I'm assuming just to, like, give more kids the opportunity to be on stage. They split up some of the roles.
Roles.
You know what, though? That's a long schedule. I don't know if one kid could handle all those all lines.
At that age, I don't know.
It seems like a lot.
They could, but it is a long show. It's like at least an hour and a half. But one of the kids has been sick, and the production is in, like, 2 weeks from today. So they have, like, a lot of practices. And with the kid being sick, they're not sure if he's going to be able to make it, I guess, for the performance.
Oh, damn.
So the theater teacher asked if Lilia could take on all of his scenes also.
No.
So she'll actually have, if it works out that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
so she'll be ready.
So is she practicing for a whole nother part she may not even have?
Yes.
Wow.
But it's because she's capable of doing it. You know, she was saying how they went on the stage. I just had to brag about our daughter, you guys, really quick. Mm-hmm. But they were running the show on the stage. And after the show, the theater teacher said, "The only person I can hear on that entire stage is Lilia." Because she's up there just, like, saying it all, doing it all.
She is. She could project pretty well.
Yeah.
She's, like, that's her natural abilities.
That girl was meant to be on stage, for real.
Not only that, her memory. Like, I swear she could remember a detail of something 3 years ago.
That's how Gabe is, typically.
That's crazy.
Gabe can remember stuff, usually.
No, she's good at that. But it's weird because, most of the time it looks like she's not even paying attention to anything.
Yeah.
But when it's go time, she knows absolutely everything.
She's always been like that too. Yeah.
Like, I remember watching her back at 5678.
At her dance studio.
Right. And she was just, like, kind of, like, staring off and, like, practice. But then you get to, like, the dance and she does everything perfectly.
On the stage.
And I'm like, you weren't paying attention. How did you do that?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify?
Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
She's like, peripheral vision.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do it currently.
She just knows how to retain that information.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's definitely a trait she did not get from me. I can't remember what I ate this morning.
She should be in a spelling bee.
Ooh.
I know. Is she a good speller?
Do those still exist?
Do they?
I don't know.
I'm sure they do. Have to. Yeah. I'm sure they do exist. Like California, I would have never, ever won a spelling bee. I think that actually... in elementary school, I think my teacher had sent, it was me and somebody else because she didn't have anybody chosen or whatever. And we went and like, I was out like the third word. I'm not, I cannot spell.
Could you imagine if they gave you that, what's that Disney thing? The Expocalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I can spell that.
But get kicks out of,
but I can't spell
the third word.
I can't spell receive.
You're like spell no, treasure
really funny.
You're like fuck.
I think I'm a mediocre speller. Because
a lot of their
not
a
bad,
lot of words
good.
Don't sound like how they're spelled, and I don't like that.
Hashtag
I think
English
that's rude.
Language.
Yeah,
that's disrespectful. I
you
just,
know I feel like the autocorrect on my phone has really fucked me over.
I don't like that. I there's know. Plenty of times that I'm like I need to go on my phone and be like, how do you spell this? Because I don't know.
If you do the text, the talk to text, it'll spell it correctly for you every time. It's a little life hack.
It's a little lifesaver.
Nice. Except for when I do talk to text and I say Malachi, it spells it wrong because I don't spell my child's
it doesn't,
name correctly.
It doesn't remember it?
Mm-mm.
Really? Mine
it always,
learns.
It always
you
spells
add it to your
it.
Dictionary.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I added it to
mine,
my dictionary.
Mine can actually differentiate between Caden and Caden. I don't know
how
but it does.
What?
I don't know.
No, you just have a 50-50 shot and she's guessing right.
And maybe she's always guessing right. Wow.
This woman understands me.
Or maybe your FBI agent on your phone is really listening.
They're paying attention.
Knows who you're talking about. And then they put the correct name because they hear your conversations and they know exactly who you're talking about.
Maybe
so
because
maybe that.
Maybe because you group Tommy and Caden together. So if you say Tommy and Caden, then your phone's like, oh, that's the Caden.
That's
that
also true.
Possibly.
Or Kyson and Caden, then they're like, oh, okay, different Caden.
Also
I didn't
true.
See this in action. I won't believe that until I see it.
I don't know.
Or like I said, the FBI
good,
agent.
Good shit, fun. FBI guy.
Good
shit. FBI guy.
Speaking of good
ooh,
shit.
I had one earlier. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, I was going
to
say.
I was going to transition to
know,
the tip for Gabe since he's not here today mentally.
Yeah, we could do that. I can carry on my conversation because it's more Christmas. I could save it for later.
Okay.
I can't get too Christmassy, y'all, because some people get offended that people are celebrating and decorating
that
before December.
Somebody is me.
Yes.
I am offended. Highly.
Yes.
I hate it.
I love I Christmas.
You
and
fucking,
I feel.
You Whoviller.
I am going to be decorating for Halloween in July next year. PSA.
Decorating for Halloween.
Public service announcement.
Why
Halloween will be decorated in
July. Why don't you just
July.
Decorate for Halloween right after Easter?
Down. Down. Count me the fuck in.
I love. See, August. I love Christmas, though. And I think that Christmas, November 1st, Christmas decorations. And then Thanksgiving.
Ooh, nope.
Thanksgiving.
Nope.
On
nope,
the day
nope.
it is, whatever day, Thanksgiving.
Take the tree down.
That's Thanksgiving. And then it's back to Christmas until December 31st.
Agree to disagree, my friend.
But I will listen to Christmas music in fucking March.
That's the worst part of it for me. I'm down for the decorations. Summer. The lights are pretty fine. Put the tree up. But the music has got to go.
I love it.
I don't hate Christmas music. I like it. But I like it, you know, a week or two before Christmas. Not for fucking 6 months before.
I will listen to Justin Bieber. I hate it. His Christmas album in the summertime.
No, you get 3 days of Christmas music. Choose wisely.
Okay, let's move back to that good shit, okay? Speaking Amber's of good got shit. Some good shit for us.
Maybe.
Gabe, take it away.
It's about that time?
Yes, it's about, that, about time. That time. Welcome wow, to chica, the wow, conversation.
Zip. Zip. Okay, so I need a tip, but maybe it's more of a top? Am I the asshole?
Okay.
Advice.
Love.
So my little sister moved a few states away, a 16-hour drive. She called me yesterday and told me she was proposing to her girlfriend and wanted me, our mom, and our cousin to fly out and be at the celebratory dinner after the proposal. It's a month from now. I told her only having a month to prepare and it being right before Christmas that I wouldn't have the money for the flight, much less the hotel and spending funds for food, etc. She is now upset with me and telling me if I don't want to come, I can just say that. I do want to go, but I'm a nurse, a mom to two, and we just don't have the money like that. She's got me crying in the club right now, thinking I'm a shitty. I love that phrase. She's got me crying in the club right now, thinking I'm a shitty sister. What do I do? Am I a terrible sister?
No, you're a sister that doesn't have the proper cash flow and not the time to prepare. It's not your fault that they're planning it so fast.
A month and then like right before the holidays, like... That's hard.
Well, not only that, travel. If she's stressing about places to stay and things to eat, why can't she stay with her sibling and like couch or something and like share food within the house?
So you're saying she is the asshole for not going?
No, I'm saying the other sibling is the asshole for not offering a better like solution to help get her there.
Well... I don't know. I think, why don't you offer like a say like, oh, can you like someone will FaceTime me or show some kind of interest in the situation
and, like, being there and, but not being there.
Yeah, be there without being there. I don't know, something like that. Well,
like, no, think about it. Like if your brother Ben was like, I can't afford a hotel, like I can't come to your party. Right. You're like, stay here. You would immediately say, stay with me.
But maybe she doesn't have the space for that.
Maybe.
Yeah. Is she the asshole, though? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think you don't that,
have... Yeah. It seems calculated already. No, she's already tried to calculate funds.
I
don't
think she is at all. I think that her sister is kind of making it hard on her. Like, sometimes it's just not realistic. Like, you obviously want to go, but you can't. And life happens. So, I don't know.
Think of something that they missed.
Huh?
I said, think of something that they missed.
What do you mean?
Like... Do they miss your kids' school play or something?
And throw that back in their face? That's toxic as fuck, Chris.
I would do it.
Look at him over
maybe,
here.
Maybe this is why I don't have any siblings.
Petty Betty, okay. You're like, remember that one time you missed my son's birthday party? I mean, well,
why are you a hick?
She can't. You can't say that.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't think
that?
You can say that. Yeah, I would just make it known that you do want to be there and you love her and you care about her and you'll be FaceTimed in, but FaceTimed yeah, in. And that you'll be there for the wedding.
That's true, because hopefully there's more time to prepare for that.
That's it for today's episode. Don't forget to like and rate our podcast and turn on those notifications.
You know you want to hear from us.
Yeah, you do.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at FantasticFourOfficial, where we post continuous updates. We want to hear your feedback, comments, and topic suggestions. And that's where you can reach us. You also have an option to support our podcast by clicking the link in the description of every episode.
Farewell from your favorite foursome.
And until next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Peace out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.